English immigrant Richard Quince was a leading merchant in town beginning around 1740. He also served in local political and church offices. Quince was a major exporter of naval stores and other items, and an importer of goods including rum and sugar, using several ships he owned. He and Dry bought Orton Plantation in the 1750s. At one point, he held 155 people in slavery, most probably at Orton. By 1769, he was living there and likely used this as his town home. He bought out Dry's interest in Orton the next year. After the British imposed a tax on some goods, Boston blocked the import and export of various items, and other colonies joined in. The Cape Fear Sons of Liberty praised Quince in 1770 for supporting the band despite being a merchant. He chaired the Brunswick Committee of Safety formed to run the town as the colonial government broke down. On Tuesday, February 14, 1775, Quince is here, perhaps due to the arrival of his ship, the Rebecca. On it is Shaw's sister, Janet Shaw of Scotland, now noted for her snarky journal of this trip. He was directed to this house. "We got safe on shore," she wrote, "and though quite dark, landed from the boat with little trouble, and proceeded through rows of tar and pitch, awaiting export, to the house of a merchant to whom we had been recommended. He received us in a hall which, while not very orderly, had a cheerful look, to which a large stove filled with Scotch coals contributed not a little. The night was bitterly cold, and the master of the house gave us a hospitable welcome." Her party stayed there for a few days before heading to Wilmington. She described Brunswick as very poor, a few scattered houses on the edge of the woods, without paved street or regularity. It's unknown where Quince was during the British raids, but he died 2 years later. His house never burned. Go back to the sidewalk and continue along the earthworks to the marker saying, "The Big Guns at Fort Anderson." Pause. The family of William Dry III moved to Brunswick Town in 1735 when he was in his mid-teens. His mother was Judge Moore's sister. His dad bought several lots in town, became a merchant, and served as a militia leader and justice of the peace, which included county government duties in those days. Eventually, his son inherited those roles, in effect. His home was here, at about the level of the Civil War gun platform. The platform is at the town's ground level, as you can see by looking behind you. Items found in the next gun placement along the sidewalk suggest his wife's garden was there. Wax bottle seals with Dry's name pressed into them, used as stoppers, were found in various places around town by archaeologists. Dry became colonel of the local militia 6 years after leading the defense against a 1748 raid by the Spanish, described under historical tidbits, and was named the tax collector for the port. Dry held at least 130 people in slavery, most probably working in Orton's rice fields or gathering naval stores. He also had the first ferries from Wilmington built, and a causeway connecting them across Eagle Island. Continue up the trail to the enclosure with reproduction stocks in it. Pause. The town's second courthouse was a few years old when a hurricane knocked it out of commission. However, its shell is apparently still here during the Revolution because a button from the British Army's 82nd Regiment was found in the yard. That unit occupied Wilmington for most of 1781, raided throughout the region, and thus may have come to Brunswick and burned it, per footnote 9. A 1775 Irish coin was found here, too. Use the walking instructions under A Mystery at Church and its audio clip.